Here we go. We are live. Hi, Spanky. How you doing, buddy?
What's happening, Big Daddy?
I'm just sneezing up a storm here. Don't mind me.
That's cool.
Listeners, forgive me if I sneeze. I can't help it. I don't know what happened. I haven't taken like a Sudafed or anything, and my nose seems to have gotten full. Yeah. So, hold on, let me blow my nose. I hope it's not too disgusting.
That's okay. Go ahead.
There we go. It's sort of. It cleared out something, you know. Forgive me, everyone.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, George. It is the Morning Disaster. I'm Ray Lytle, along with Spanky. It's a little bit after 1 o'clock, which is when we have been recording the show this week. One more day of this than usual time on Thursday.
One more day.
Yeah, because I have one more day of filling in on WMAY.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And, I was doing that Tuesday show on WTAX.
Mm-hmm.
And I got fired from that yesterday, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, you know, probably a good thing. I don't know. Probably a good thing, I guess. You know? Who knows?
Okay.
I mean, it's not like it's the only time I've been fired. You know, they fired me and then hired me back immediately the next. They fired me from full-time work. Then hired me back immediately the next day to do hosting this show that's on Tuesdays. And they fired me yesterday because because somehow my filling in on WMAY, all right, which let's make it clear, I'm working there, but I'm not working there. I'm not working there daily, you know what I mean? It's not even part-time because part-time implies that I'm getting part-time hours every week, which is not the case, okay? At WMAY, whenever they need someone, I fill in. It's not a, you know, it's no big deal. And they but somehow that's going to affect the show with Memorial Medical that I host on TAX, you know what I mean?
Conflict.
Yeah, I don't see how. I mean, what I talked about on TAX was simply different medical issues, and we discussed it with the experts, you know?
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with what I'm doing on MAY, you know? So anyway, so they fired me yesterday from that. So I've been fired twice.
Man, I tell you what, you are on a roll.
I know. I'm fired twice by the same company, you know, within 9 months or 10 months or whatever it's been. Oh, well.
Where's Nikki at? She's still getting poked?
Yeah, I don't know what. I don't know. You know what? I don't know where she is.
Man, she must be enjoying that poking.
Yeah, well, she has been known to enjoy a good poking in the past.
I understand.
Let me. You know, I don't want to text her. Who knows? What do you. I'm going to. Listeners, you're allowed in on this too, okay? Nikki is. Is she at a doctor's appointment? Is she sick? Is she gone? Did she forget? What do you think Nikki's excuse is today?
I bet she's taking a nap.
All right, take
forgot.
It. Forgot taking it. Okay, let's. Let me text her. I'll text, hey girl, you know. I'll go, hey girl, you up? Because that's the text you do to booty calls, you know. Hey girl, you up?
Tell her I got my towel, almost stopped by.
Yeah. We're live. I'll say, I know it's late. I'll say, I know it's late. But you up? Because we were talking about booty calls last time. I'll say, Spanky and I want to stop by.
What's that?
Hey, girl.
I'll slide on up in your crib there.
Hey, girl. I said, we want to stop by and party. Yeah, I don't know. She might be sick. She did have to get the blood drawn. She might have more tests today, actually. You never know. With Nikki, they're trying to figure out what's up with her, so.
Just worried about her.
I am worried about her as well, Spanky. Thank you for
it. Well, little noise.
Hello, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you today?
I am fine. I am also very worried about Nikki.
Yes.
I have been poked before as well.
Did you like it?
No, it is not at all entertaining, but yet needed. When I went to young medical professionals camp, camp counselor Harry said he wanted to poke me.
Really?
As I allowed him to do it because, as he said, if you're planning on being a medical professional, and you are going to be poking people, then you yourself should be willing to take the poking.
Okay.
He also, not only was it that, he also told me he recommended a specialty for me.
Really?
Yes, he said once I got past a regular doctor, a regular physician, that I should specialize in something, and he said I should specialize in a prostate and a rectal doctoring.
Wow.
Yes, and he said that, you know, when you are if you are a patient for a prostate or a rectal doctor, that you have to undergo many tests, and there is a probe that they use to, that goes into your rectum, and it enters the rectum, and it checks out the rectal area, and also will, check the prostate to determine swelling in there.
Okay.
And because, I would have to be giving this test, that he said I should practice so that I could tell, just how the patient feels.
Oh, okay. So he wanted you to experience it.
Absolutely, Spanky. I'm glad that you understand. So he had me come into the closet with him, which was his, we decorated it like it was a hospital room, a small one with no lights. I'm sure there were things that looked like the doctor's office in there, but we couldn't tell because the lights were off. And what he did is he told me to take off my pantaloons and drop them to my ankles. And then bend over, spreading my cheeks of my gluteus maximus as far as I could.
Mm-hmm.
He then took the probe, the anal probe, to check for rectal and or prostate problems, and he inserted the probe into my anus, Spanky.
Okay.
And he must have inserted it wrong because he pulled it out a little bit and then put it back in. And he was having some troubles that day. I think it was because of the dark. And he just kept inserting it and taking it out. I mean, he really wanted me to get a feel for what these patients have to go to when taking these probes.
Okay.
And it was kind of odd, Spanky, because obviously he kept saying things like, "Well, looking good. Don't see any polyps. Looking mm-hmm. good. Take that, bitch. I know you like it, bitch. Oh, yeah, tell me how big it is, bitch." I'm not sure why he wanted me to say such things, but, you know, who am I to argue with someone who is a professional like Cam's uncle, Counselor Harry? The only strange thing, Spanky,
okay,
although I learned what it felt like to have a probe inserted, there was one thing I found very odd. And that
What's
was,
that?
The probe, Spanky? I mm-hmm. could swear it had veins.
No way.
Oh, yes. And it's strange because, you know, you'd think that you would put a lubricant or some type of lotion or something prior to the insertion. But strangely enough, it must have backfired because the liquid came out of the probe after it had been in a while. And I think it's supposed to come out before to, you know, to soothe the experience.
Yeah.
Because it was very dry when it first went in, but when it came out, it was very liquidy.
Hmm.
It was draining down my inner thigh.
Sounds like quite an experience, Lenoid.
Yes, it was, Spanky. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Lenoid. That's
he's just full of expertise
that's
today.
A very interesting conversation you and Spanky had.
Yes.
Training right down the way. That might have been an all-time low.
Enjoy talking to Lenoid and his rectal experiences.
He's been very good lately, Lenoid. But very good. I notice Little Noid's a lot more fun when there's no FCC dictating what letters Little Noid reads.
Exactly. Oh, he can express his freedom of speech.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, no answer from Nikki, so we don't know if she's still getting probed or not, so I don't know.
She might still be poked.
She might still, get in the doctor's office, so. Oh, well. What do you do, right?
You just got to move on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, today's podcast, Spanky.
Yes, sir.
Brought to us by Brawloween. Brawloween is happening Saturday, October 29th at Lamphere High School. It is doors open at 6:30. Bell time is 7 o'clock. The big main event is the 30-man Battle Royal to find out who's going to be the number one contender. And, of course, the PWA Regional Heavyweight Champion, the young thriller, Derek Moss, will be taking on Hata. These are the two main events, of course. And the winner of the Battle Royal will be the number one contender for the belt.
Number one.
Which will be owned by one of the two men fighting the championship. And it is also the return of the women's division.
All right.
Yeah. So, not bad, you know.
I like them women get in there and do some wrestling.
It is happening the 29th of this month. Only $10 for tickets. By the way, kids 6 and above are only $6. 5 and under are free. All right? That's Brawloween from PWA. PWA, Brawloween happening October 29th, Lamphere High School. All right. Oh, so what's going on in the world? What is going on?
Pretty quiet today. I haven't even watched a lot of news today.
You haven't watched a lot of news?
No, just been kind of laying low.
It's kind of newsed out, right? It's kind of, are you over Trumped?
He's just going to win, and that's it.
It's a shame.
You're saying you don't need to see the news because you know
I don't need
no
more debating or any kind of garbage
Trump's,
and slinging.
So you've decided Trump's going to win, and so we don't need any more of the.
Yeah.
We don't need to find out anymore, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's done. We don't need no more news.
Right. So it's just time. It's time to just do other things instead of talk about Trump. How about we talk about the Cubs? My Cubs last night lose. What was it? The final 6-5.
Yep. I've seen that. So they go again. What, tonight at 8:30?
Yeah, they go. There's actually they play tonight. If the Cubs win, it's over. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Cubs lose, then they have to go back to Chicago and play Thursday. So the good news.
Well, that would be all right.
Yeah, the good news is they've got two games. All you got to do is win one of two games, and the only way for them to lose the series is if they lost all three games in a row. And I don't think that the Cubs. I think there's maybe twice this season when the Cubs lost three games in a row. It didn't happen very often, so I'm still.
Yeah, that's not very likely that'll happen.
Still pretty confident. I'd like to see them wrap it up tonight, so they're It'd be nice to wrap it up so they can get a little rest before the next series. All right, because the game starts Saturday. However, I will say that they don't want too big a break. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because then they'll be too relaxed.
Yeah, it wouldn't kill us to play Thursday, because then they'd only, you'd be on like a regular schedule. But if they win tonight, that's good. If they win tonight, they're going to get 3 days off and then go to the next round, so. Against either the Washington Nationals or our Los Angeles Dodgers. And we now know one of two teams in the American League that will go to the World Series. We know it's either going to be the Cleveland Indians. When's the last time? The Cleveland Indians have been to the World Series. The last time was 90 in the 90s, right? The 90s. They didn't make the World Series they've been to the playoffs in 2000, but... But, yeah, they haven't been to the – since 97, I think, is the last time they went to the World Series. Or the other team is the Toronto Blue Jays, who haven't been to the World Series since, like, 1993.
So they'll both be wanting it real bad.
Yeah, one of the American League teams will be a team that hasn't been there in quite a while. And the four possible teams of the National League are, of course, we know, the Dodgers, Giants, Cubs, and Nationals. Now, interesting enough, if the Nationals win today and the Cubs win today, that means we'll have a Cubs versus Nationals National League playoff, which will be interesting because it means either the Cubs, who have not been to the World Series since 1945, have not won the World Series since 1908. All right? It would be a huge thing for the Cubs. And it'd be a huge thing for the Nationals because, Spanky, this is interesting. The Washington Nationals, of course, used to be the Montreal Expos.
All right? Okay.
And
do you mean the Expositions, sir?
No, I mean the Expos.
Oh, no.
They've never gone. They're one of two teams in baseball that have never gone to the World Series. So either
they've
way,
never been at all.
Yeah, never been. Uh-uh. They never went when they were the Expos.
They'll be pretty pumped up to win.
Yeah, so I mean, either way, there's going to be some type of an historic event coming from the National League if those two teams go. Now, if somehow the Giants find a way to beat the Cubs, they were just there a couple years ago, and the Los Angeles Dodgers, they were there last time in 1988, maybe?
I'll say late 80s.
I think 88 was the last time they went. And the Dodgers used to go all the time, so. Anyway, either way, I think we're going to get, unless it's the Giants and they continue that every 2 years bull crap, you know.
Yeah.
Which I say I don't believe in it. I say I don't believe in it, but they might. And it gives them some type of needed confidence or something, you know. That's what I think.
Confidence.
I just like to see the Cavs do it.
Confidence is very, very important, sirs.
Thank you, little Noid. I have some audio, Spank. You want to hear
some? Okay.
Would you like to hear how Donald Trump describes himself?
Sure.
Here he is.
And I consider myself in a certain way to be a blue-collar worker.
He's a blue-collar worker, Spanky.
Blue-collar.
He is a blue... Now, you have considered yourself a blue-collar worker.
Yes, I do.
Now, do you consider Donald Trump to be a blue-collar worker? Donald Trump, a blue-collar worker?
No, I won't give him that one.
Yeah, he says he is. He's a common man. He's just like all of us, Mickey.
I'd like to be making his wages being a common man.
He's a blue-collar worker. That's what he says.
And I consider myself in a certain way to be a blue-collar worker.
Yeah, he considers himself a blue-collar worker. So any of you, any of you blue-collar workers, maybe that's why Spanky's voting for him. He's just like you, Spanky.
Just like me. Gets up every morning, goes out there, and hits the road.
Yeah.
Well, I don't do that anymore, but anyway.
Hey, in the debate, they had that guy Ken Bone, who asked this question.
What steps will your energy policy take to meet our energy needs while at the same time remaining environmentally friendly and minimizing job loss for fossil power plant workers?
He sounds very familiar to me.
He does, little Noid?
No, this is little Ken. This is little Ken Bone. Hello, Spanky. It's me, little Ken Bone.
Oh, little Ken Bone.
Do you like my little red sweater?
Very appealing.
Thank you, sir.
That was the little red sweater, the guy wearing that red sweater.
Yeah.
He said he was people went nuts about him on Twitter during the debate, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably because he's this guy who's balding, yet he's combing over what little hair he has. He has this mustache. He's chubby, and he was wearing a red sweater, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He was interviewed by CNN.
I had a really nice olive suit that I love a great deal, and my mother would have been very proud to see me wearing on television. But apparently I've gained about 30 pounds, and when I went to get in my car the morning of the debate, I split the seat of my pants all the way open. So the red sweater is plan B. I'm glad it worked out.
I am so obese. I went to sit in my car, and I was wearing my sweater, and my sweater ripped right down the crack. And the crotch. Therefore, I had to put on a red sweater and had to take off my suit. You know, that one's happened to me in camp, Spanky.
You had to take off your suit in camp?
No, my friend, Camp Counselor Harry, he said he would help me sew up my pants.
Oh, okay.
But he said, first he said, don't take him off. I said, okay, Camp Counselor Harry. And he said, I need to put my finger in those pants. And I said, okay, Camp Counselor Harry. And he said, oh, yeah, move those effing pants, those underpants you're wearing, pull them to the side. And which I said, okay, yeah. That's what he said to me. And then he goes, all right, now take off your real pants. No, not so fast. Take them down slow, bitch.
By the way, Little Noid impersonating his, you know.
Oh.
Impersonating his.
He is wound up today.
Right, he is. It's actually pretty good.
He said, take those pants down slow. He said, yeah. I'm going to stitch him up.
It sounds like he's describing something that happened in prison. We'll probably quit that. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that was camp.
It was young prisoners' camp, Spanky.
Christmas camp?
A prisoner. They had me, just in case anything happened, I had to go to young prisoners' camp.
Oh.
But they looked at me and they would say, yeah. You my bitch, Little Noid. Then they say, oh, what are you? And I would say, I'm your little bitch, sir. Yeah, you mother effer, pull your pants down slow. That's what they would have me do, sir.
Let's see. What else do I have? Boring. I got Trump stuff. Boring. I've got Trump telling somebody that she's giving locker room talk, so he fired her from The Apprentice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what I just tell everybody now. It's just locker room talk.
Yep. Let's see.
So did you watch any other TV last night? No, you watched the ball game.
Yeah, I watched the ball game. Why? What did you see? Was there anything good on?
Oh, I watched that Legends of Chamberlain Heights again.
Oh, yeah. That's about the kids play basketball.
Yeah,
it's an animated series. Two black kids and a white kid who always tries to sound black, and the white kids get angry at him when he does it.
And they always slap him.
Yeah, they hit him whenever he goes to yeah. And I've seen it. I thought it was the episode I saw was funny. I just you know, baseball's been on. I haven't you know.
Well, I flipped through it and had on some wrestling there. You know, Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So I'm just trying to behave. My buddy got in late last night, so he's resting today, so we haven't broke the wagon yet.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, if you were going to go out today or not.
Well, we had plans to meet up at 7 this morning and start, but he didn't get in until about 1. So.
7 this morning?
Yeah, we were going to start uptown at 7. We got one place that opens at 7.
Good Lord.
Hey, you can't be scared of it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, you got to do it. You can't go out at 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening or 7, 8 o'clock.
Strangely enough, that is what Camp Counselor Harry would often tell me, Spanky. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared of it.
Don't be scared. Embrace it. Tell me how good it feels. Yeah, you like it, Little Noid. You say you like it. I like it, sir. Yeah, tell me you love it. I love it, sir. Tell me you can't get enough of it. I cannot get enough of it, sir.
I don't know why I'm in this Little Noid mood.
He is in a mood.
Yeah. Oh my God! I was thinking.
I was gonna start early, but.
Yeah, and then so now what? Tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll probably wait till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's turned 65, so he's getting a little elderly, you know. I don't know if he can hang with me.
Say 7 in the morning or later?
Yeah, well, just the whole day.
Sounds like it could be fun.
might have to pack his Depends and his oxygen and I don't know what else. All them old people, their Geritol and their Maalox. And
dude, you know you're a good. You know you're a pro at drinking when you're putting your Depends on.
Oh yeah. See, I've often thought about that lately as the years get up on me.
Yeah.
You never have to leave the stool.
You just always, if you're wearing your...
Just sit there and just keep pissing them full. Or yeah. Them new things you see on TV, those medical, those catheters.
The catheter, yeah.
Put one of them in and hook that 5-gallon bag up next to you on your belt loop.
Could you imagine, could you imagine putting a catheter in?
No.
There's people that do it every day, I guess.
I had one, never again.
Oh, my God. I couldn't imagine. Like, they have to insert it every single day.
No.
I'm like, how do you do that? But they take the catheter, and they shoot it up the old hole, and they push it in until it taps the bladder or whatever.
No.
Oh, I couldn't imagine how much that hurts.
I had that one that time I had surgery when I come out, and they said 1, 2, 3, and he didn't get the 3 and pulled that hose out. He pulled it from my eyelid.
Oh, my God.
Felt like he turned my eyes inside out.
How sore is your...
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah. Urethra, how long does that take to heal that up? Oh, my God.
That's awful.
Every time you pee, it would burn.
Oh, he didn't even want to come out and pee.
Oh, God. Oh, I can't even fathom what that would... Ooh, man.
But, I mean, could you imagine sitting there on a bar stool, though, with a little 5-gallon bag on your belt?
Yeah, and just as long as you don't have to leave.
And, I mean, I'm not making fun of people that have to use them.
Yeah. Well, if you shouldn't be drinking, though. If you've got that big a problem, why in the hell are you drinking?
Well.
Maybe you're drinking.
You ever seen people run around on oxygen and smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, maybe you're drinking because you have the pain. You know, I guess. What do I know?
Have you ever seen that?
I have, yeah.
It's like, people, you're going to blow yourself up.
Well, I tell Nikki, you know, Nikki does that. She smokes. I think she's trying to stop, but I'm like, you know, you got all
my
these...
wife quit smoking.
Good for her. But I mean, what do I know? I can't even stop eating. I'm fat as a house. My body is rotting away because of my obesity, and I just can't. Hell, I can't stop.
Yeah, mine is too.
Yeah, you know? What do you do? Oh, well.
Just going to have to fall back off the wagon and get crazy, I guess.
Yeah. So you just give up, is what you say.
Well, probably till November, and then I'll go back on.
Yeah, I got my birthday coming
up. I don't know,
up.
Though. I felt pretty good. I hate to really ruin it and wake up feeling shitty the next day.
Yeah, it's like, with me, I really want to go on this diet, you know? And I'm trying... I want to do it, but at the same time, it's like, I know people are listening going, oh, that's bullshit, Ray. But this is how I think. My birthday's coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to start a diet, get into it, and then because it's my birthday, you know, have some cake or have whatever.
Yeah, go off your diet.
Yeah. Because, you know. Then I got to get back on. Oh, man.
I've been trying to do the portion control, you know, just a little bit of meat and a salad every night and maybe a baked potato, a little bit of potato, you know.
I wish I could. I can't. I'm just too far gone.
But
are you eating any sweets?
Soda pop all the way.
You eating any sweets or anything?
Have apples.
Mm.
Eat a lot of apples.
I picked up on the way home. I grabbed something, and I usually don't drink any soda, but I thought I ordered a diet. But this does not taste diet. You know, the thing I'm drinking is not. I'm positive.
Fully
it's not.
Leaded.
Yeah, it's not. I know it's not diet.
Yeah.
Oh well. Oh well.
You got to be good at something.
Yeah, obviously eating is what I'm good at. I'm eating and eating and weighing and being as fat as a hog is what I'm good at. Well, and getting fired. I'm pretty good at that, actually.
Yeah, oh, you're getting real good at being fired.
That's my specialty. My specialty is being terminated from jobs. As it turns out.
Well, sir, why would you like to have this job? Well, I'm pretty sure in about 2 weeks you would terminate me, and I'm really good at getting terminated.
I enjoy getting terminated, sir. I actually love when people fire me. You fat fucker.
Boy, he is on today.
Yeah, fired. Little Noid's got it going on. Little Noid has got it going on. Oh,
well, he does.
God. Yeah. I don't know.
So how's your Facebook and everything going?
I do.
My Facebook?
Yeah, anybody listening this afternoon or whatever?
Oh, hold on.
Page?
Oh, you know what? I do have mail to read and stuff. Oh, let me do this. Hold on. Spanky's very concerned what listeners think. As well, you should be. Yeah, it's weird. We don't have anywhere near the amount of live listeners in the afternoon that we do during the day. That we do when we do it in the morning. You know what I mean?
Well, it's because their bosses at work by now, they caught them.
Yeah, you're right. Let me get to the mail. We did get listener mail, though, I wanted to read. Because a lot of the usuals who give mail during the live show, they're not listening, but we do have some. What did Corey say? Ray and Spanky, I'm upset that neither one of you brought up the most obvious observation about Nikki and masturbating when she couldn't breathe. He says, can't you two figure out that Nikki's into otic erotic asphyxiation? You know what otic erotic? Yeah, and you know that's when people masturbate with like a rope, you know, around they're choking themselves.
Yeah.
And he says Nikki's into an otic erotic or into autocentric asphyxia or autoerotic, excuse me, autocentric. Autoerotic asphyxiation, and it's easier for her to just wait for the COPD flare-up than to chance an accidental hanging, like what happened to Michael Hutchins of NXS. He tied the rope around his neck and was masturbating, and he died.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That's what they say. They say if you're choked or strangled or something while you're orgasming, it's really intense. I don't know if I'd do that. I don't know. I mean, I think if I choked my wife during sex, she'd call the police on me.
I was going to say, if I choked mine, she'd probably beat hell out of me or shoot me.
Because I was watching like a porn the other day. I was on Pornhub or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was on one of them, you know, the stuff I get in the iPad. And I only watch it on the iPad because you can clear the history, you know. But I was watching on the iPad, and this guy is, you know, he's giving it to this girl, and he starts choking her. And I got troubled. I'm like, oh, my God, what am I watching? I was ready to call the police. I was disturbed watching this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he stopped. He pulled his hands away, and then she grabbed his hands and put it back around her neck. I'm like, this is crazy. And then I'm like, I can't, this is disturbing, I can't watch. So I went to like the other videos that they had pulled up, same girl.
Yeah.
And then it was a lesbian video, and she's with this woman, and she had the woman choker too. It's crazy.
Man, you have some weird videos.
It was crazy. Well, it's like I couldn't take care of myself to that, you know. But if my wife said, you know, choke me, I'd probably give it a shot, you know, but I'd really be afraid. You know what I mean?
It'd be your luck. You'd leave a thumbprint, and they'd call the cops at work the next day when she went to work. Said you abused her.
I'd get, and then she'd say, no, that's not. That wasn't what would happen, and we were just, it was consensual. So they go, yeah, right. You're going in the Hiscow, fatty.
You're going to the police station. You're gonna file charges on that fat ass.
My wife would say, no, you don't understand. They're tough. We already filed charges on him. He's going to jail.
Yep.
Time to get the big orange on you. Walking around. I look like
my doctor asked me every time I go see him.
What's he ask?
He'll say, now, is your wife abusing? He said, we have an elder abuse hotline. I said, no, but I'll keep that number handy.
Yeah, I've never gotten into any of that, you know.
Somebody choke me, I'm going to probably punch him back.
I do, you know, I feel the need. I really want to do something kinky, you know what I mean? But I don't know what. I can't figure out what I want to do, you know what I mean? You got to have a plan, and I just can't figure out any plans to do anything kinky. Because it sounds like a lot of...
You got to have your safe word.
It sounds like a lot of work. And also, you know, I'm so fat, you know, I can't, you know, you don't want me moving around in bed. I'm like,
it's probably like me, just getting my clothes off is kinky enough.
It takes enough to get me in a position to where, you know, I'm comfortable to be on top of. Hell, you don't want me paddling or whipped cream or choking or anything. You don't want me doing any of that stuff. You know? But, yeah, I'd like to do something, you know, something not out of the ordinary. But I'd be, you know, I'd be afraid like it would hurt me, you know. Like, you don't want to ask. You know, I've been with my wife a long time. We've never really done anything kinky. I'd hate to say, yeah, I really want to get something kinky. She goes, oh, great, I've been waiting for this. And then pulls out like a gigantic, you know, butt plug or something. I hope you're ready for this.
Bend over, Ray.
Yeah.
Trust me, you don't want to go down that road. Bend over and take it.
You'll be doing a show from WMAY standing up.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be standing up the next show. Yeah, so I don't want to risk it. He says, you guys should have figured out that Nikki's into autoerotic asphyxiation. It's so much easier to just wait for a COPD flare-up than to chance an accidental hanging. She would be the next celebrity to be reported on for having a mysterious death. Oh, my God. Could you imagine that?
Oh, that'd be horrible.
That's all we need. Nikki to somehow, you know, be on the news for that. You know.
Yeah, just remember, blame the COPD.
Nacinda Rose, who is a regular member on the Morning Disaster podcast. Oh, no! Was masturbating while holding her breath, and she died. Oh, that would be a horrible way to go.
That would be terrible.
Yeah, I'd hate to, like, to where people thought you died in an embarrassing way, but you didn't, you know, like.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody leaves some type of dildo laying around and you trip and you fall on it or something, and then people report, Mr. Lytle was trying to insert a giant anal. Was trying to insert a giant thing into his anus for pleasure, and then he bled to death. I mean, that would be horrible. You'd be in the afterlife.
Found face up.
You're in the afterlife screaming, no! That's not how it went! That's not how it went!
Still biting his pillow.
Yeah, my time in heaven would be spent with me waiting for other people to show up so I could say, that's really not how I went. That's not how it happened.
They're going to be saying, sure.
No, I tripped. I don't even know how the dildo got there.
It had veins.
Let's see. Oh, he also says this. He goes, guys, I think Hillary Clinton is partially responsible for Trump doing so well. At the debate, because we were talking about how Trump did good at the debate. He says that Hillary's partially responsible. He says she never really challenged him on the things that Trump says and his base just eats up. He says the rest of America thinks it's crazy when Trump says he'd put her in jail more than once. She never directly responded.
Mm-hmm.
I think she wants him there because she can beat him. And he weighs down the rest of the Republican Party, so she might be able to grab a friendly Congress as well. But I think it's a dangerous gamble if he wins. You know, could backfire.
Yeah, it could backfire very well.
It's a good. Those are good mails, P Double. Thank you very much. Very good. By the way, Colin Kaepernick will start at quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers this weekend, Spank and Ink.
Oh, okay.
Jim the photographer mentioned was on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to read it for you. You tell me if it was offensive or Most people got it. I did have somebody say that it was kind of offensive. And I was telling them no, and it really wasn't mean to be offensive. But Sean put a picture up of these clowns, okay, at this haunted house. And he goes, I'm hanging with my peers, the insane clown Puffy, okay? Uh-huh. And so a bunch of people were commenting, and who got me going? Oh, sorry, I should. Marvin. Marvin's what gets me in trouble. He puts under the picture of the clowns and Sean, he puts, hey, super. So I replied to what Marvin said, and I go, hey, watch me put this balloon animal up my ass. Super. Because that's something we would have him say, right?
Exactly.
Right? And then, so Marvin's like, God damn, that's funny. And then TJ did the whole rolling on the floor, laughing my ass off thing. And so then I did one more Jimmy line. I went, hey, my ass is like a clown car. I could fit 10 clowns in it. Ha, 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 yeah, super, you know. And then somebody's like, you know, that's offensive. He's a friend of yours and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, listen, I'm not, I mean, come on. Seriously.
That's not offensive.
I mean, and it's a joke. It's obviously a joke. Jimmy's been, trust me, I know for a fact that this many years after his death, 9 years after he died, almost 9 years after he died, okay,
mm-hmm.
we're still telling Jim jokes, and we're still referencing him. He would love that.
Exactly. I mean,
I don't know.
He would have never thought it was offensive back in the day.
Yeah. I don't know how else I could put it. He just would love it. He would not be. He would be so happy that we still talk about him. I'm telling you.
Oh, you know he would.
Anyone that knows him, I 100% would be completely happy that we were still talking about him 9 years. Hell, 9 years after I die, Spanky, I would be glad that, especially people that aren't related. I mean, I know people who are related to me, I think. Well, you know, my daughter will still talk about me 9 years after I die, I think.
Well, that's because they have to.
But I think that, you know, strangers wouldn't. They wouldn't give a damn. So if I was told, hey, it sucks you're going to die, but people will still be talking about you 9, 10 years later. That would be kind of cool. And here we are.
I mean, it's
almost 9 years since he died. We're still talking about him.
It was an honor to me to have him as a friend.
Yeah. So he would enjoy that, you know?
Yeah.
So for those of you people sending me mail because you're like, somehow I was disrespecting Jimmy, trust me, I'm not disrespecting him. That is exactly... He would, I mean, unless this guy that I knew all these years, I totally misunderstood what was going on in his head, he would love it.
Definitely.
So, anyway.
Yeah. And that's not offensive.
Let's see, maybe one more subject before we get out of here today. Let's see. What should I do last, Spank?
Let me see, sir. I am a blue-collar worker as well as a criminal.
Little Noid's a blue-collar worker also?
Yes. I went to blue-collar worker camp, sir.
Okay.
Just in case my plan of being a white-collar worker failed.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to learn blue-collar labor. It did not go well.
Let me guess. Was Camp Counselor Harry involved?
He was. He was trying to teach me how to be a blue-collar worker, as in a carpenter or a tradesman.
Okay.
Well, that sounds, you know, that sounds like a pretty, I can't think of any way that this would end bad. It sounds pretty standard, right, Spanky?
Yeah, it sounds like a very teachable class.
Well, let me just say, without going into all the details, sirs, the drill.
Okay.
I could swear he had veins.
No.
Oh, that's not.
And now I see how it's going to end.
And the jackhammer, sirs?
Yes.
I can swear the jackhammer. It had veins.
Oh, no. That's so horrible, Little Lloyd. I can't believe that went on.
No problem, sir. It's just, just something we all go through, I guess.
I guess. Thank you. Thank you, Little Lloyd. And I think that's I only wanted to do 30 minutes. You've already gone like 40. Oh, my God. We're almost to an hour, so.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We'll do another short show tomorrow, Spanky, around the same time.
Okay.
And then we'll.
It could be very entertaining.
Yeah, who knows?
If I break the wagon.
If Spanky's off the wagon and he's drunk with his buddy who's wearing the Depends.
Depends and his catheter both. He wants to be safe.
Absolutely. I am supposed to be fine or here to do the show regular time Thursday and Friday. So tomorrow's okay. Tomorrow's my last day of filling in on WMAY.
Well, that's been fun for you.
And it's been a blast.
Do you need a producer, sir?
No, I'm fine, Little Lloyd. Don't need a producer.
Just checking.
Remember to check your producer.
Remember to check your bass and your treble for sibilance. Make sure to check these things as your producer. I should do it.
Oh, we know, Little Lloyd. Last but not least, Scott Baio on Justice with Janine Spanky.
Okay.
Well, I know what's going to happen. I know that it's going to be 3-1. You know, first of all, everybody is redeemable except Trump. And Paul Ryan, in my opinion, is a punk. He's always been a punk, and he was just looking for a way out. He's a punk.
Good Lord.
Wow, he's a punk.
He's a punk. Obviously, you know what? I mean, hey, you want to take sides, it's up to you, but good Lord. Is he wanting to never work again? Seriously, here's his other comment that he made.
I like Trump because Trump is not a politician. He talks like a guy. And ladies out there, this is what guys talk about when you're not around. So if you're offended by it, grow up. Okay, and by the way, this is what you guys talk about over white wine when you have your brunches. So take easy with your phony outrage.
I don't talk like
this is
that,
the way
Scott.
The world works. It's not a big thing.
Well,
so if you're expecting to see Scott Baio ever do like another TV show or be in some movies,
I'm gonna have to ask my wife tonight when she has brunch with the girls if they talk about grabbing cock.
Yeah, I wonder if. They don't grab my cock. Oh, you know what? Someone did. People have tried to grab my cock before. Pickles gig, Spanky.
Well,
maybe it was.
They tried to grab mine. I'd let them. But
I'm just saying, maybe it was unintentional. No, I don't let anyone grab my. Come on. I did. Remember, we were doing the Spanky's. Where were we? Oh God, I can't remember. It was an elevated stage, and I can't remember where we were. And the people were up front, and I don't know if they were meaning to, but they were reaching up and.
The only thing I can think of there had to be Taylorville.
Maybe it was. Yeah, they were reaching up and grabbed my inner thigh, and I was like, "Whoa, whoa!" And I backed up. You know, some guys might be into it. I'm not. I don't want anybody feeling up my cock. You know.
Yeah.
Number one, band gigs. Oh my God, I smelled horrible down there. I smelled like, you know, ooh. I smelled like someone.
Like a sewer rat.
Oh God, my crotches. I cannot stress how much, like, when I was sweating at those band gigs, I would take off my pants after the gig and be like, woo! I mean, it smelled like somebody put dog shit into a bag. You accidentally opened it. I mean, I smell horrible. I don't even know how, but good Lord, I smelled horrible when I'm all sweaty and dirty. If I work out and I do a big... And I don't take a shower first. Like, sometimes I'll take a shower first. I work out. I smell actually pretty good when I'm done with the workout. And I go rinse off again, you know? I actually smell kind of good. But if I haven't showered and I just wake up and work out and I got the stink. I got, like, a couple days stink on me. And then I work out after the weights. It's a little funky. Mm-hmm. But then after I do the cardiovascular at the end. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It actually cuts through the workout shorts, you know?
No, I know how it used to be when I worked 12, 13-hour days.
Oh, you get a whiff. It like the clothing doesn't even hold it in. You sit down on the weight bench, and it's like, oh, my God. It knocks you out. It's so powerful.
You about pass out from it.
Oh, so I don't know why anyone would want to grab that. Oh, good Lord.
Well, it's just like, remember they used to be at them concerts and that? All them girls would end up on them buses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Them guys, they bathe for sometimes 3, 4, 5 days.
And the older you get, the more you stink. Like, I remember being younger, going out, dancing, partying. You go with somebody, you hook up, and you're doing it in, like, the parking lot. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you meet someone, and you guys have some kind of connection, and next thing you know, she's taking you out to the car or over to her house or something. My wife never played that. If we went out and we were, coming back from being out and stuff, and I'd try to put the moves on her and tell her how beautiful she is and start nibbling on her neck, she'd say, oh, shower now. You know, let's go, shower. Always making sure I'm clean. It's like, you're not getting anything. She's like, nothing's going to happen to you from me unless you get yourself cleaned up. You know what I mean?
Get all that business cleaned up.
Yeah, you got to clean it up or forget it. So that's just how I've always been. And I definitely don't like strangers touching me at all. So, no, I don't care how good looking the girl. I don't want anybody grabbing my crotch, you know?
Yeah.
So I doubt women. I doubt women are talking about grabbing crotch. You know, over white wine.
Speaking of the van gigs, though, remember old Jamie, how they want to touch his hair?
Oh, yeah. Jamie hated
it. He'd just flip out. He'd be screaming for me, get over here.
He's another one. He don't want anyone touching him. I have that same. I still got it. Where I just don't like people touch. I don't know why I have that. Because I like people.
I think as you get older.
I like people. I really do genuinely like people. I like meeting new people, especially interesting people. And people who are smarter than me. I really genuinely like meeting them. But I got to tell you, I don't like strangers touching me.
But you don't want them hanging on you.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I wish I wasn't so weird like that, but I am, because some people are offended by it, you know, and they're like, Ray Lytle's a jerk, you know, it's just how I am. I'm nervous, you know, although I do like meet, you know, this about me. I love new people. I love talking to people.
Oh, yeah.
I just get nervous, you know.
You just get twitchy when they get around.
Yep. Oh, well, so let me plug, coming up tomorrow at 9 a.m., I'll be guesting with Mike Wenmacher again on the Mike and Molson Show. Molson is gone tomorrow. I will be filling in and working with Mike, okay? And then Thursday morning, we're back here at 8:15, unless Spanky, of course, is hungover from his drinking. We will do a show tomorrow afternoon around 1 o'clock or so to finish up the week of, week and a half or whatever of doing...
Yeah, because we did Friday show last week.
Yeah, that's right. We did Tuesday, Wednesday. Or no, we did Wednesday, Thursday.
Friday.
Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We did last week because I was working over at WMAY. And now tomorrow, once again, I'm on WMAY filling in, and then we'll do the show in the afternoon. And after that, back to 8:30 or so, okay?
I still may be drunk on Thursday morning.
You never know. You might hear me and, might hear me taking a P-double or something.
You'll know what it's going to be like and how many voicemails you get tomorrow evening.
Yeah. Corey has sent a message to wrap the show. He goes, Ray, will you please ask Little Noid when at the blue collar camp, did he learn how to wash the blue balls at the bowling alley? Did the hand if the ball washing machine had veins?
I bet he'll work on that and give us an answer tomorrow.
I did, in fact, learn some blue-collar bowling alley work, Corey. Thank you for asking. In one of the letters I sent my mother and father, if I remember correctly, I said, Mother and father, they have the most interesting thing here at the bowling alley. It's the finger tester, the finger hole tester, mother and father. And what it is it is
fake fingers that you stick into the bowling ball. And what they do, Mother and Father, is they make sure to hollow out the areas where your fingers go. They learn, it fills the holes in the bowling balls. And Camp Counselor Harry once took me behind the pins to ask me if I wanted to test them. I said, "What do you mean test them?" He said, "We have a new ball hole tester that I need to check." And I said, "Well, how can I help, Camp Counselor Harry?" And he said, "Pull your pants down nice and slow." And I said, "What?" And he said, "Pull your pants down." And I started to pull my pants down. And he said, no. "Slower, bitch." And I did it. And then he put the bowling ball hole tester. Because I have a very sensitive anus, he wanted me to feel like a bowling ball and see if it hurt. And it was odd, Mother and Father, because I didn't think that bowling balls could feel pain, but I did comply with his request, and he inserted the bowling ball hole maker into my rear end. And Mother and Father, Spanky?
Yes.
I could swear the bowling ball hole maker had veins.
No.
There you go.
Poor little Noah.
So he did go to blue collar camp. I had no idea. And learned to bowl.
Yes, I once bowled an 060. It's a very good game for me. I only had seven. I only had seven gutter balls.
That seems like a high
only
score.
Only seven?
That seems like a high score for seven gutter balls, doesn't it? 060. Oh, well. All right, Maggie, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Little Noid, thank you.
Thank you, sirs.
I'm Ray Lytle. This is The Morning Disaster. New podcast coming tomorrow around same time and a regular time, 8:30 on Thursday morning. Until then, so long. Have a great rest of the day, everybody. Bye-bye. Spanky, don't get drunk tomorrow morning.
I'll try not to.
And if you do, call us. All right. Talk to you later, everybody.